Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida. Today we're going to look at packet J. we're going to look at a little bit more in Kikris Va'od, the Shir, and then a little bit of Tzivonim, which is, I don't know what packet that is. Oh, J5. Yeah, so we'll move on to J5 today. So we saw the Kesef Mishnah, the Sveik Sveika. He asks, well, why are they goyzer the Chachamim Kesem when it's really a Sveik Sveika? And Sveik Sveika matters even at matters in Ishav Shal Torah. So, and he said, what's a Sveik Sveika? Suffolk from her, Suffolk me Alma, and even Team Saloma, it's from her, so maybe it's not from the Cheder, maybe it's from the Aliyah. So he answered, Afal Pikein Chazal was told, Enachinam is a Sveik Sveika, but still here, Machmir, or he said, really, it's one Suffolk. And we're not Masupik that it's from her or not, we're just Masupik whether it's from the Aliyah or from the Cheder. So we really only have one Suffolk. So let's say we only have one Suffolk. So now, when you have less than a shear of a kesem, you have less than kegris va'od. So we say when right once you have a less than a shear, we're toila on a kina, right? We say, well, maybe that dam came from a kina. If it's not right, if it's not enough dam, so then it's possible that the blood, the source of the dam, was from a kina. So does that mean we have another suffix there? Because now we have another suffix. Okay, so you wanna say this fake steak is really one suffix, it's from the Aliyah, from the Cheder, but now when it's Pachas Mikashir, we have another suffix, we could be toilet on a kina. Does that make it again a fake steak, and therefore Pachas Mikashir, that would explain why Pachas Mikashir is not a kesem and she's tahor? I'm not sure. I just thought that was a nice way to think about it, but I'm not sure if that's correct. Because now we do have a sveik sveika. If it's a pachas mikashir, it could be toilet on a kina. Okay, so regarding the status of the pachas mikashir, let's look at the Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Vav. Let's look at the Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Yud. And the Ramah there is speaking about, well, that's Kuf Tzadi Vav is Hepsik Tahara and Zayin Kiyan, right? She's on her in the Tahara process. So the Ramah is talking about she's in her Zayin Kiyan, she's looking to get seven clean days. And the Ramah there says in Kuf Tzadi Vav Yod, Yesh Oimim de Beshloshi Yamim Bishoinim Shalimei Hasvira. Im matza kesem ein toilin oisoy lahakel kimoshe toilin shark samin the gimel yamim rishonim tzrichin lihiyos nikiim legamrei. The first 3 days of the zayin nikiim have to be nikiim legamrei, and therefore we're not going to be toilin. We're not going to be toilin like we're toilin elsewhere. And it sounds, and in the end of the Ramah he says that really amounts to if it's a marker that she'ena yodash moitzas dam, so then she moitzi dam, so then that we're not going to be toil on that. If she knows it, that's definitely moitzi dam, so then we will be toil. So it is kind of a small window. But the point that I wanted to get at over here is the Piskechuva Yud Beis. Piskechuva Yud Beis says, Umasha Kasav Midivria Hagos Maimini said Lo Kasu Rak Toik Gimoyamim Lo Talinim Ahina Bimidi the boy Liflois Shapra Minin the Yosim Mistabra Liflois Bigufa Avabadabisha Ainam Kabotuma the Lav Taima the Tlia Asinan Allah the Fila Badka Kak Oil of Yashva Aleha Tahoya Hainaki Kavan the Lav Hagasha Kazia Lo Gazri Kachamim Alze Im Kane Mama Hani Haitoch Gimoyamim Mayna Psuach, Soif Soif Kazia below Hagasha. So the Ramah is saying over here in the Gimel Yamishoni, we're not toiling a kesem like we usually would. And the Pesach Tshuva is pointing out, well, if the kesem is on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma, so then she's going to be tahor, because davar she'eino mekabel tuma, the requirement that kesamim need to be on davar she'eino mekabel tuma is it's a kula. And so therefore, in the Gimel Yamim Rishonim, if she has a kesem on something that's not makabel tuma, she's going to be tahar, because it's not betoris tliya asino. Right? It's a gzeres chamim. You only have a kesem it's on davar makabel tuma. If it's not on a davar she makabel tuma, then finished. She's tahar. It's not a tliya. It's just the way the gzeres was made, and he points out that even though it's vadim igufa, right? You know the dama is vadim igufa. If it's on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma, she's tahor. So it's very kind of extreme, and you know, it's an absolute way out. So even that, and that would apply even in the Gimel Yom Rishonim. And he quotes the Gemara there on Not Zion that Batka Karakum, she checked the ground before and she sat on it, and then she found dam. She's tahor because it's on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma. She didn't have a hargasha, so it's already derabanan. There's no hargasha, it's derabanan. Now we're in derabanan. It has to be on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma, and even though it's vadim igufa, we're mekel. That's just the way it is. And then the Pesach Tshuva brings the Mil Tzedakah, who says, really, the Mil Tzedakah says the same thing by Tzivoinim, that it doesn't matter what's vadim igufa, right? It doesn't matter that it definitely came from her. It's since there is no hargosha, so now it's derabanan, and it has to meet that requirement of on a beged lavan. And if it's not, that's it. It's just she's tahor. It's not betoras tliya. It's just that's the way they made the gezera, even though it's vadim igufa. Because you know, some have all these conditions. And he says this, they're all coolers, really, in a way. In order to have a kesem, it has to be, once there's no hargasho, and we're in. So kesem has to have all these conditions of there's no hargasho, it has to be a davar shemekabel tuma, it has to be like a lavan, and it has to be. It has to be on the kesem has to be found on the body, or you know, outside the body, or on a garment, right? On outside the body, and it has to be. It can't be betoris re'ia, like we saw that Rashi in Cholin. It's a re'ia. You know, the Rav Shechter pointed out. You know, the woman in blue underwear, just because she's wearing blue underwear, doesn't make her tahor. Because she wasn't having ksamim, she was having a riya, and a riya is so that's the it has to be a kesem, it can't be a riya, right? It can't be ribui dam. Ribui dam is not, so all these conditions are required for a kesem, and it's dafka kesem and not ribui dam, right? And you get all these kulas only if it's a kesem. It's a ribui dam, so that's that's a re'iyah, and that's not klal the gezeros ksamim. So the Ramah is saying over here, Gimel Yamim Rishonim, we're machmer, that we're not toilet. And Pesach Tshuva is pointing out that the condition of davar she'eino mekabel tuma and the condition of beged levanim, a beged lavan is not the Torah's tliya. If it comes on a tzivoinim or davar she'eino mekabel tuma, it's good. Even though it's vada migufa, because once there's no hargasha, she's in the rabbanit land, and that's it. Because the gezeras are only made when you have all those conditions. The question is, what about pachos mikashir? Is pachos mikashir really a tliya? Right? Is it a gezeira? And once you don't have the shear, that's it. You know? So, I mean, the Ramah says here, just to be clear, he says Pakos make a gris for Od, Metoyla Bikina, even the Gimel Yomim Rishonim. But we mentioned it's a machlekas, really. Do we look at if right in the event that we know it's Vadami Gufa, and it's Pakos Kmin Kashir, the Gilyan Marsha says at the beginning Hilchos Nido that if it's Vadami Gufa, we're not going to be Toyle Bikina, even though it's Pakos Mikashir. Right? Because the Shir was required to be Moitzi from that Suffolk. The Shir of Kribris Ra'od is to be Moitzi from the Suffolk that it was from Akina. You know it's Vadami Gufa. So she didn't have Agasha, so it's no longer the Raisa. But if it's Vadami Gufa, so you no longer have that suffix that maybe it's from Akina, maybe it's not from Akina. So the fact that you don't have the shear is doesn't matter. The whole shear was the Hoitzimi suffix, Mechoilis. So, but the others argue and they hold that the Milt Staka says that Kolzman, you don't have a shear of Kegris Va'od, even though you know it's Vadami Gufa, if that's the way they made the gezer, right? If you don't have the shear, that's it, right? You don't have the shear, you don't have kegris v'od, then she's tahor. That's just not the, that's the way they made the gezer, and that's kind of like the lashon. It's kind of like the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei, Kuf Tzadi Sif Hei. It's kind of like the lashon there. Lo gazru al kesem ela im kein yesh boy kegris v'od. It sounds like that. I don't know if that's what the Mechaber meant, but it does sound like that's the Gzer. The Gzer is, you have to have the Shir. If you don't have it, she's Tahor. So it sounds like, so there's a Machlokes here in the Milt Staka and the Gilyan Marsha. And I saw in the, book, the Forest book, Rabbi Forest. So he says you should be Machmer. He quotes the Shevet Alevi. He contends that all other authorities follow a stricter view. The Mithnas Yitzchak rules that one should follow the stricter opinion unless there are additional lenient factors. So there are going to be machmer that as long as you know it's Vadami Gufa, right? The fact that you don't have the shear is not a way out. It's not a metaher. Okay, so let's move on to a little bit Sivoinim, the Gemara in Nida, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, brings the Machlekes Rishonim. Is there a kesem on a Beged Savua? So Tanakama holds, Tana Rabbanan, Beged Savua, Metame Mishum Kesem. Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef Omer Einu Metame Mishum Kesem. So the Tanakam is Machmer to say that you say Kesem even on Sivoinim, and Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef is Mekel to say that Einu Tameya Mishum Kesem. And the Gemara is talking over here further on about, I think, things which cause to have Zeik of the Migdash, and things that we were goyzer in order to have Zeik of the Mikdash, all these things that might distract a person. And the question is, are we goyzer on begadim tzivoinim? Maybe they also cause the distraction. And we said, no, we're not going to be goyzer on tzivoinim because we want to be lahakil al kismehim, right? It's adif kedei lahakil al kismehim, that they can wear tzivoinim, they can... So we have a machlekes rishonim on how to paskin here. Like, do we paskin like the Tanakama that there is a kesem on tzivoinim? Or do we paskin like the other opinion, Rav Nosson Bar Yosef, that the Kula and the Ramban? So the Dagmar Rava is matmiya on the Shulchan Aruch that he doesn't bring the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Simcha that are machmir. The Shulchan Aruch only brings the one day that it's tahor if it's tzivoinim, and the Dagum Rav is matmiya. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Simcha, and there's another one here, Gimel Chumuri Oilam, as a Yesh Oirim. Why didn't he bring it as a Yesh Oirim? But we saw in the Rush, the Rush Paskin wants to Paskin the Kula because Shoyman the Hakel Biksamim. Shoyman the Hakel and Ksamim. That's how the Rush was Machria this Machlaikis by Tzivoinim. And there's this one other thing I wanted to mention. So the Ksam Sofer wants to say over here, Ksam Sofer wants to say by Tzivoinim, it was only on Begadim Kitzainim. It was only on the outer garments that there's no ksamim, right? That there's no that she's tahor when a kesem falls on a beged savua. That's only if it's a beged elyon. But a beged zeya has nothing to do with, you know, zeicha the migdash, and so therefore the kula doesn't apply to beged zeya according to the ksam sefer. Right, the sugi over here is talking about things that are detract from Zeich the Migdash, and those are the outer garments. But the Beged Zeya, it wasn't included in the Kula so he wants to say that a Kesem that you would be found on a Beged Savua, if it's a Beged Zeya, would be Tame, and Even according to you know, the those who are makel to say, like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are makel to say that you don't say kesem on beged tzvua, but if it's on a beged zeya, it will be tamei. So the Chazan Ish comes very strongly against the Chasam Sofer, and he says, if that was true, if it was true that you don't have a kesem on a beged tzvua, if it was true that a kesem on a beged savua, when that beged was a beged zeya, it was true that it was a real kesem, and you didn't have the kula of tzivoinim, because it was an undergarment. So then the poskim would never have been silent about it. There's a, you know, all the poskim are silent about beged zeya to say that it's different than other begunim, that it does matame mishum kesem. So the. If the Chassam Sofer was right, so then the poskim would never be silent about it, because it would be a big mikshul. The people would think, well, it's just like Beged Zeya is like other begadim, and it's tahor. If it's tzivoinim, and the poskim don't speak about it, that'd be a big mikshul. Because so he doesn't feel that Chassam Sofer is correct. The Chassam Sofer feels that. That the kula of tzivoinim applies equally to a beged elyon or to a beged zeya. So I think we'll hold it there for today. So we didn't see the Rashi. The Rashi on this on Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Rashi lahakel al kismehem. So why is it that there is no Gezeres Ksamim on colored clothing? Because says Rashi, she'ein hakesem nikir bo kemar adam gomer. So if the kesem is on a colored garment, so it makes it difficult to read and analyze the dam. And we'll see the Rush, you know, the Rush says that even Amarayim, even Amarayim refused to get involved in analyzing dam because they didn't feel that they were qualified, and so Kol Shekein us, and so therefore that makes it you know, there's a subtle the subtleties between dam and the dam are made difficult when the kesem is on a beged savua. So Rashi is saying the reason why there's no kesem. On a kesem on a beged tzvua is tahor because she'ein a kesem nikerbo Kemar Adam Gomor. It makes it difficult to read. All right, so we'll hold it there. Any questions? Okay, Shkoyach for joining.